Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Your new way to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Cheyenne.
Yeah.
You raised a very interesting question. You said you saw something on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. That said, what would your warning label be? Like, if you came with a warning label, you know, yeah, how everything has a warning label because, like, people be dumb.
Parental discretion advised.
Exactly. Or caution, hot coffee.
Explicit lyrics.
Exactly. What would your warning label be if you came with one?
It would say, hot guy, look out.
Caution.
Watch out.
Swagalicious.
What would yours be?
Mine would be, caution, she loves Disney. A lot.
A lot.
Like, that would be my warning label. Caution, if you date her, you will be going to Disney multiple times a year. She will spend money.
You will live in a smaller house, but you will make up for it at Disney.
Exactly. That would be my warning label, and I'm not upset about it.
My warning label would say, does great on the grill. Has problems cleaning up from time to time.
Not the cleanliest. I love that for you.
Yeah, I'm just kind of like, let it marinate.
I like that you put a positive ahead of it, so you like kind of try to soften the blow of the warning label.
Yeah.
I love that for you.
The good parts, the nutritional value is up front on my label. We'll help you get nourished. Unfortunately, we'll not help you clean up.
It's definitely an I'll cook, but you're doing the dishes type situation.
Yeah.
Abe, what would your warning label be?
60% of the time, I work every time.
100% of the time, he's working every time.
Warning, I am standing.
Caution. Aww. Caution. If cuddling may cause you to cuddle too much.
Aww. That's sweet.
Cuddle monster.
He's a little cuddle monster.
Beware. I like to go shrimping from time to time. That's a true story.
That
needs to be a caution label. I like them toesies.
Are you talking about you now?
There's so many warning labels. I don't know who they're for.
I was like, who? Oh,
yeah, that was for me.
Okay, got you.
You like going shrimping too?
I mean, I'll never tell.
I don't even know what this means. What is this shrimping?
Shrimping.
I don't know what that is.
Just Google it.
Yeah. Hold. Wait for it.
Okay, that's.
I didn't expect that reaction, though.
Not what I wanted. Maybe what you got on Urban Dictionary and what I get on Urban Dictionary are two different things.
Well, now I'm clearly curious.
She doesn't enjoy shrimping.
I will tell you, what I am reading has nothing to do with toast. So.
Oh.
I figured that was the case.
Oh, what does that say?
I don't want to tell you.
Why?
It's not appropriate for anyone.
You don't have to say the bad words.
I can't.
You can't even?
I can't.
Oh, geez.
There's no way.
Well, we don't want to put people off. What would your warning label be? Call us up, 602-894-5653. What would it say about you? Just to beware, people. So we're talking about warning labels. Mine would say, too cool for you. No, I don't. Nah. That's not my label.
No.
Cheyenne's would definitely be Disney adult, be aware.
Yes, absolutely. You have to be able to be a kid with me at Disneyland. I need that. So there's that.
All right. So what would your warning label say?
Easy. You will always come second to my dog, Maisie. Ooh. She's perfect.
She's perfect.
She's perfect. She is this little peanut of a pug. That will probably, if it was legal to marry my dog, I would.
No!
That's weird! No! Absolutely.
Sorry, guys. You're taking the back seat on this one.
Oh, my gosh.
I am in love with my dog. She's perfect. She does have breathing problems. But
well, she's a pug.
She's a pug. And so anybody who dates me, man, woman, otherwise, they need to be comfortable with the fact that this dog is going to come first. She saved my life, low-key. Like, she is my life purpose. She saved me through a lot of, like, heartbreak, through a lot of real-life stuff. So, like, if you're not on board with changing our vacation around our dog's medication schedule, then the problem is yours, not mine. That is definitely my warning label, 100%.
Okay, so how old is Maisie?
I was going to ask the same.
Okay, so she is 12.
Oh, okay.
She's a little bit older. Mm-hmm. She's an older lady, but she's perfect. Like, she's, you know, the minute that she goes, I go. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I don't, but
what?
I love that for you.
That was a crazy comment.
You know, she's it's your warning label, Gabe. So if that works for you, then you know what?
I hope you guys have a long and healthy and loving life together.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate
it. I also feel like she wears a bonnet. Like, I feel like she's just a little pug that has a bonnet on.
She wears a sweater. She wears a sweater because she shivers. So obviously, you know, I'm going to take care of my dog, and my dog is cold, so I will get the dog a sweater. Like, it's very A, B, and C. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It all answers itself.
You know,
you are a couple at this point.
She is you and you are her.
And all your friends and family go, oh, there's Gabe. Oh, yep, there's Maisie too.
Yeah, she's on my back. Don't worry, dude. She's with me. Right? You know what I mean?
It's okay. They hear her breathing before they ever see you. It's just quiet.
You hear us coming. You hear us coming.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Sawyer's dad, Tom, wants to break some news to him this morning.
Okay, what is it?
And for the first time, the parental figure is kind of acting like the child in this situation.
I'm here for it.
His dad wants him to loosen the heck up.
Okay.
So let's call him right now.
Hello?
Hey, is this Sawyer?
Yeah, who is this? Why do you keep calling me?
Hey, I have some news for you. My name's Nico. I break news.
Yeah, but I don't know you.
I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to upset you. Your dad, Tom, has some news for you this morning.
Oh, my dad?
You do have a dad named Tom. We got the right Sawyer here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry. My bad. I thought you were maybe some like aggressive solicitor or something.
No, I'm just here to spread messages. That's all I do.
My bad.
I understand the apprehension, but just know that your dad has some thoughts about you joining the Fantastic Foursome this year, which I'm putting together as a golf outing.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. He said, for the love of God, just chill out and have fun, Sawyer. Does this sound like something your dad would say?
Yeah.
He said, it's not an audition for the PGA Tour, pro.
Oh, God.
Okay. Also, you must have at least 3 drinks to loosen up before you tee off on the first tee.
Jesus Christ.
He then said, absolutely no scorekeeping because don't be a loser.
Oh, God. Okay.
I think it's kind of funny that your dad called you the loser in this situation.
Yeah.
And then he finally capped it all off with, if you adhere to these rules and regulations, your dad is happy to include you in the fantastic foursome this year with he and his brothers.
Awesome. Yay.
It sounds like a blast, Sawyer. No, but honestly, how seriously do you take this?
He's just harassing me. I can be a little competitive.
Okay. All right, you're always competing with your dad? I get it.
I mean, come on. Don't you want to beat your dad at every... I mean, you know, I don't know your life story, but like any sport, anything, it's just that's the goal. That's literally you grow up, your entire goal is just beating your dad.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I wanted to destroy him.
Yeah, and I still have not beaten my dad in a golf match. And now he won't let me keep score, so I'm keeping score.
No scorekeeping.
I will be writing in my phone.
Absolutely no scorekeeping. Hey, sorry, I just want to reveal the fact that this is Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country, and we provide this service.
Oh.
Yeah, we provide this service every morning on the radio. And
my dad called you guys to do this?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that sounds right. All right. It
sounds
all
about,
right.
About like him.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
all
this
right.
sounds a lot like
well,
you. So
hey, if you need anybody to cruise around with you in the golf cart and feed you some drinks, because that's a rule and a regulation for this golf outing, Cheyenne is volunteering.
I am absolutely volunteering. I am a great caddy.
I just need someone to secretly keep score. That's really all. Okay.
Say less.
She can do that too.
I can do that. And I can also hold your drink of choice.
There we go.
So
perfect. Sounds great.
All right. Good luck.
Let's do it.
Sounds like a blast.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
I don't know what it is, man. Whenever I see like a wakeboard boat or a nice yacht.
Those are two very different things.
Equally
also, two very different price ranges.
Enjoyable, though.
Yeah.
I 100%. I look at them and I go, wow, man, I did something wrong in my life.
I need to know what that guy is doing to afford that.
Yeah, why wasn't I focusing on acquiring a boat earlier in my life?
That's a great question.
I had a boat for a very short stint in my life.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a 14-foot Sea Ray. It was from 1964. It had like a 30-horsepower motor on it. It was just a very nice little cruisy boat that I had bought from one of my friends, and then I had to sell it when I moved to New York City.
Mm.
But I literally had it for about a year.
Okay.
It was the most enjoyable year of my life.
I actually grew up with a boat. My dad always had a boat because he's such a fisherman. But it was like,
yes.
Before you get excited, it was like he spray painted the paint on the outside and like did the upholstery himself.
Okay.
It wasn't like it was.
I'm not mad at that,
though. It wasn't like it was super nice.
Sometimes you got to be resourceful with a boat. You don't need a boat that, you know, it looks like $1 million.
Exactly.
If you ain't got $1 million, you ain't got it.
We were still able to go tubing and having all the fun, and that was great.
So then I was like, I want to buy a boat. How much does a boat cost?
A lot.
They can cost a lot, of course. Bezos has got like a $350 million yacht.
His yacht is wild.
That's
also
ridiculous.
Do you need a second wife? Because I'm available.
Yes, and. You could literally live on that boat and not even know anyone else is on it.
I know.
Anyway, let's get back to reality. So I was like boattrader.com or whatever. I found a website.
Mm-hmm.
Like 15 grand.
That's not that bad.
15 grand is the cost of like a used Kia.
That's true.
You can have a boat for that amount of money.
Here's my question though.
Yes, please.
Can your Nissan Rogue tow said boat?
100% that is not my concern.
Oh, that's my concern, because what if you buy a boat and then your car can't tow the boat? Now you got to get a new car.
I might have to put the boat in the lake and just leave it there. The Coast Guard would be like, sir, you have to use the marina. I'm like, no, okay, we're throwing it back to when you just tied it to the dock and I leave it there all year round. No, but I would figure that part out. I just need to acquire said boat.
Okay.
Okay, 15 grand. I can get a loan. I have like a $200 payment every month.
And I have a boat.
You would have a boat.
So do I buy a boat?
I'm team boat.
Boat.
I want to be your voice of reason because I feel like in this particular situation, you need a little voice of reason.
I'm not being ridiculous.
No,
a brand new wakeboard boat could cost up to like 150, or more than that.
Yes.
Like they could, average could be like 150 grand. I'm looking for like a $15,000, like little, like 1994, little.
I'm not upset with the thought of you buying a boat.
Abe, are we in boat?
Life is short. Buy the boat.
Buy the boat.
Buy in the boat.
And also, Camel Nation, if you have a boat that you just want to...
like, off? Like, you just need to get rid of it?
Take me on. If you want to take me on. I am available for boats. All right, there we go.
I'm available for day trips on the boat.
I feel like the key to happiness in life is a boat.
Maybe that should be my new dating requirement. Will not date you unless you own
have a boat.
At least one boat.
And will invite my friends.
Yeah, and my friends can come. You guys are my friends.
This is perfect.
I love this for all of us.
And also keeping the option open if anyone wants to give me a boat.
Just throwing it out there.
You want to give me your boat? That's fine. I will take it.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday. So, shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Brian in Maricopa, it is time to play the secret sound. Tell us what this sound is right here.
Brian, what do you think the secret sound is?
I was thinking it was a lawnmower.
A lawnmower? No,
that's
Brian.
Not it, Brian.
No, that was not correct. I'm sorry. I get where you're going.
I hear it. I do. I totally hear it.
I can't say anything more than that. So keep listening to those clues. We got another one coming up at 5 o'clock, but thanks for calling, my friend.
Thanks, everyone.
Ah!
Womp womp.
Well, you know what? We're playing the game.
Yes. It just means that there's another clue at 5 o'clock with Matt, Gabe, and Captain Ron. So just grab that and you'll get closer to the secret sound.
All right. We're playing again tomorrow right here on Camel. It is ready. After months and months and years of development.
Years is accurate.
Congratulations, Cheyenne.
Thank you. So when I was a freshman in high school, I was sitting in my gymnasium. They're like, we're all going to go to the assembly and there's going to be somebody to come and talk to you. So we're like, okay. So we go to the assembly. We sit there, and this guy on a wheelchair who has no legs comes out, and he has a microphone, and he starts talking and telling us his story. He's a motivational speaker, right?
Okay.
But in that moment, in 2005, I heard this guy tell his story, and there developed my only dream in life, next to being a mom, was to become a motivational speaker. This has been a dream of mine since I was a freshman in high school, guys. 2005.
Wow.
But I also, like, it's really hard to develop that dream, so it just kind of sat on the back shelf. However, I can now tell you that I have a keynote speech that is 100% done, and I am ready to start giving speeches.
Ooh.
Like today. My website is in the process.
Uh-huh.
It will be CheyenneSpeaksOfficial.com, which sounds really cool to say. That's me. Like, that's me. That's so cool. My Instagram will be going into a branding overhaul, I guess you could call it.
Yeah.
But I am really excited because this is, radio is cool. I love radio. This is my dream. And I am so excited to be like knocking on that door and opening the door into like this dream that I've always had and never thought that I would be able to do.
Yeah.
I'm certified that I've done classes. Like it's the coolest thing. And I'm so excited.
That's cool. What kind of classes did you take?
Like a public speaking class to help you develop. It like teaches you how to develop your speech, how to actually curate it and make it to who you are and what message you want to send.
Mm-hmm.
And then it helps show you how to like book gigs and stuff. So it's not really like you're a certified motivational speaker or a certified public speaker. It's just I've taken courses to help me develop what I'm doing now, which is really cool. But I am now ready to go and I'm so excited.
So cool.
It's going to be really cool. So if anybody needs a motivational speaker who talks about authenticity and being your true self and sticking to those and creating boundaries, hi.
That's her.
My name is Cheyenne, and I'm a keynote speaker.
Woo!
What? That's crazy.
That's amazing.
That's wild.
Now, we got to put it into action.
We got to put it into action.
What's your most favorable audience that you would like to speak to?
The easiest audience is students, high school, or older. So even like the college realm. But really, it's people who just work with other people.
Yeah.
Like if you are not working with anybody and all you do is work with computers, I'm probably not your girl.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyone who works with people, customer service, especially doctors, people who, like students who are still developing who they are, especially high school kids, because that's a lot of where like my story starts is in high school, because my mom always called me like a floater in school because I was able to be friends with everybody. Well, I was able to be friends with everybody because I was a people pleaser.
Yeah.
And I had zero boundaries. The personality you got was the personality I curated for you.
Oh, nice.
So that you would like me.
Thank you, high school Cheyenne.
I'm not that person anymore.
Oh.
That has been the development of me. So this, my authenticity, who you get today, especially on air, is 100% who I am. If you don't like it, that's okay. You don't have to like it.
Yeah.
That's really what it's about, is that like not everybody has to like you, and that's okay. People are going to have opinions of you that are going to hurt your feelings, and that's also okay.
Do you have time to give us the keynote speech right now?
I
was kidding.
It's an hour. My speech is an hour.
I was kidding.
But I will give you like a quick like little
couple excerpt.
Sentences. Yeah.
Okay.
So this is what we call a transformation promise, and this is basically what you're going to get out of me, right?
Yeah.
So after hearing me speak, audiences will walk away with a powerful sense of self-empowerment and the confidence to embrace their true, authentic selves without apologizing and without compromise.
Ooh.
So that is what my goal is, to get you to that. I want everyone to walk away with a renewed sense of self-empowerment. And after listening to me, everyone will be confident in who they are without apologizing for it. After listening to me, you will feel good about setting healthy boundaries and maintaining your internal peace.
Oh, I like that. Well, we are excited for you.
Thank you.
Wait to go to your first speech, because you know we're going to be there.
You have to be there.
We're going to have like a Let's Go Cheyenne billboard.
I'm definitely hitting the air horn.
I will be so upset.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Every company and every school on the planet hires you.
I am available. You can find me on Instagram.
She's available at Radio Cheyenne.
Well, soon to be Cheyenne Speaks Official
on
Instagram.
Soon to be.
Hey.
Good morning, Camel Nation, congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
Well, I had to make the decision yesterday. Was I going to be a good mom and take my kid to a movie that he had no idea he had the capability of seeing yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Or was I going to do something for myself and go see a small Australian band who happened to be in town? And, well, I decided to do something for myself yesterday, and I am so glad that I did because I had the best time seeing Melrose Avenue yesterday. It was mind-blowing. It was so good. Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Marvin Mesa, what can you get an amen for this morning?
I made my final alimony payment today.
Marv, I love that so much for you.
Off the hook, Marv, your new name.
What are you going to do with all that extra money a month?
$3,000. I'm going to take me a big vacation.
I would too. You've been paying $3,000 a month in alimony?
A month.
Yeah. When the payment is that high, normally the people have the money.
Marv, what do you do for work?
How many square feet do you live in?
I own a business.
Marv's last name is Google.
Marv Google. That's awesome. Well, congratulations.
Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Marissa and Chandler, what do you need an amen for this morning?
Hi.
Hey.
I procrastinated until probably the absolute last minute, but that's okay. I just bought tickets to the Post Malone concert on Saturday.
Hey.
I'm so excited. Woo. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Congratulations. Have a great time.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
We are the show that celebrates you while the others look down upon you.
You ain't wrong.
Now, we love you, Camel Nation. We want to hear about your wins, big or small. Call us up, 602-894-5653. Listen to this.
Okay.
I was told to turn on the radio right now, and a song I know would be playing, y'all. This is on the radio.
How can you not? 99.1, Joy FM.
That is so cute.
Hearing her song for the first time on the radio.
That is such a magical moment.
I swear, man. I must have watched it no less than 10 times. And every single time I get the hairs on the back of my neck stand up, the goosebumps start popping.
I love it when something is so happy and it gives you just joyous
goosebumps. Such a good feeling. And it instantly flashed me back to... Flashback with me, shall we? The year is 2001.
Mm-hmm.
I walk out of the elevator at 101 Hudson Street in Jersey City, New Jersey for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
The date is August 17th. I step out into a hallway where I can see that there's windows ahead of me and I know where I am.
Mm-hmm.
I am at the biggest top 40 radio station in the country. And I just accepted a position to work there on the night show. And it's broad daylight. And we're right on the Hudson River in New York. Well, we're in Jersey, overlooking New York City. I step out to the windows. And you can see all of downtown Manhattan.
That's so cool.
I swear to you, I will never forget that feeling ever. I looked out over New York City for the first time ever. And I went, here we go. The goosebumps were crazy kicking.
I love that for you.
And here we are now.
And here we are.
In a dungeon.
About to get worse. It's fine. Everything is fine.
In Phoenix.
But also those moments are really big. I'll never forget the first time I got to tell an artist that their song was going to be on air for the first time. And it wasn't even that it wasn't their first song on radio.
Yeah.
It was Parmalee. And Parmalee had been taking off for many, many songs.
Yeah.
But this one specific song hadn't been added anywhere. And we were interviewing them and we were having this conversation. And then we got to say, like, hey, just so you know, we added it and we're going to play it right now. Matt, to this day, will bring up that moment when we told him that we were going to add it on Camel.
Nice.
It was such a huge moment. And even like Kylie Morgan, Camel, and like I got to be a part of it. Playing her very first song on air. It's the coolest thing to be a part of.
We're the gateway.
In the best of ways.
In the best of
it's
ways.
It's a good gateway. Not a bad gateway.
I want to relive those memories with you right now, Camel Nation. That moment where you just got goosebumps. Something big happened in your life. You're just like, oh my God. 602-894-5653. Tell us about the last time you got goosebumps. I saw this video on Instagram and man, it got me all goosebumpy and emotional. It felt so good.
I was told to turn on the radio right now, and a song I know would be playing. Y'all! This is on the radio!
How can you not? 99.1, Joy FM.
Oh, so good!
That is the cutest thing in the entire world.
Makes me feel good just hearing it.
It does. It gives you instant goosebumps.
And we want to hear about your goosebumps. 602-894-5653. Kenny in Ahwatukee is calling this morning. Tell us your story.
Ah, man, I tell you guys, nothing will ever give me goosebumps like when I first had my firstborn child. Just taking that first breath and seeing his face. Oh, my God. And, I mean, he looked just like me. It was just such a beautiful time. And my wife, she was such a champion. When I tell you, that baby laying on her and just seeing them two together, I really saw a true visual of what love is.
I got goosebumps.
I'm crying.
Cheyenne's crying.
I also have the goosebumps. Like, what is happening?
Wow.
Yes.
That's the sweetest thing.
The way you described it, I went through it myself, and you couldn't.
Were you there? Did you go there with me?
I was there.
I was there with you.
Right.
I was in the moment. I was not in the delivery room, but I feel you.
But you described it so, no, truly, yeah, like that's
beautifully said.
I love it when men, like when guys and dads can like slip into that moment and just really embrace it. It's such a beautiful thing.
We're emotional beings too, Cheyenne.
I know.
You know?
Y'all should show it more often.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Okay. But that was amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
I'm going to go cry some more now.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.